All right, if you want to be following along with me, I might need to turn that down. I'm a lot louder than Margaret. If you want to follow along with me, my notes are on page one of your binder. Now that Margaret has so nicely and thoroughly prepared our hearts for being hospitable, now we need to go to some practicality of the matter. So I am going to be talking tonight just about the basics of meal planning, because if you want to have folks over and you don't know how to meal plan, then that kind of makes it a lot harder. So we're going to take it way, way down basic. Some of this is probably going to be very basic for you, where you're like, Rachel, I've been doing this for years. But ladies, I've been married almost 20 years now. And you know, sometimes you just get stuck in a rut where you're doing the same thing over and over. And sometimes it just takes another sister in Christ to be like, oh, hey, do you know what I did? It really helped me a lot. And you go, where have I been for 20 years? So some things that I kind of want to talk to y'all about is just basics of meal planning, but also, you know, one size does not fit all when it comes to planning. Each of our minds just work differently. Each of our households work differently. So different things will work for different households differently. Each of you have different personalities. So different things are going to make sense to you that might not make sense to me, or vice versa. But that doesn't mean we can't tweak, we can't learn, we can't grow. And then also, the list that we're going to go through, by all means, is not an exhaustive list. And you might actually even do a combination of these. I'll tell you which two I'm a combo of. So, but it'll just be helpful to give you a starting place. I wanted to give you tools that either if you're just starting out in the wonderful world of meal planning, that you have some tools that you can start today, or B, you've been meal planning for years and years, you either have gotten off the rails or you just feel like you're in a rut, this will help you give some new ideas maybe. And you might have heard it all and you just need some encouragement to, hey, pick it up and start it again. So that's kind of what we'll be doing right now. So if you look down at page one, some different ways of meal planning. So sometimes it's not the what, it's the way you do it. So one way that we can talk about is doing it by theme. So for example, and I know you can read, but I'm going to read them to you. So this would be like, on Monday, you always have some sort of soup and sandwich. On Tuesday, you always have a crock pot meal. On Wednesday, it's noodle night. On Thursday, it's international night. On Friday, it's pizza night. Saturday can be a date night with your honey bunny or eating out as a family. Sunday could be a casserole or a pot roast that can easily be put in the oven and done when you come home from church. Now, within that, and even talking about meal planning as a whole, you always, always want to keep in mind, and something that I always forget is, look at my schedule first. What do we have going on which night? So for like the Odell household, Monday night is usually elder meeting night. So the guys meet together at 7 o'clock. So that means I need to make sure I have something probably pretty simple, easy, can get it on the table so I can get Ron out of the house, or we can clean up if it's our turn to have it at our house and be ready to receive the elders at our house. Tuesday night is college for my kiddos, a couple of them. I can't believe I have such old children. But I have to get them out the door for college. So thinking through Wednesday night, crazy day for all of us. My son has co-op. Ron and I have counseling. We have Wednesday evening we're getting ready for. So it's those different things you really have to think through of what fits into our schedule the best. So let's say like a Monday night, and I know I've got to get Ron out the door by 7, that's a great crockpot day. And actually, I was just talking to Shirley. I was like, that is probably my most underutilized kitchen magic wonder that I have, is the crockpot. You throw it in, you forget it, you walk away, and then at the right time, dinner's magically done. So that's something this fall I want to start using a little bit more. But so just doing it by theme. And if you need more ideas of themes, if you flip the page to page 2, there is even more dinner theme ideas. So you're not locked into the ones that I gave you. This works for you. So you pick the themes you want for the night. So, but it just gives you a jumping off point of, okay, I already know Wednesday's noodle night, so which noodle recipe am I gonna use? Or I know Thursday's international. Do I want Oriental? Do I want Mexican food? Do I want, so you can go through it that way. Do we wanna have Italian? It just makes it a little more fun. So that's another one. My favorite on this list is kids cook dinner night. Great idea. And actually, my son loves to cook, and I am a blessed woman in that. So he'll bargain with me because his favorite is chicken enchiladas. So he'll come up, he'll be like, Mom, I'll cook dinner if you guys have chicken enchiladas. I'm like, Dawn, yes. So we have chicken enchiladas quite a bit at our house. So, but it's such a blessing, and I don't have to touch it. He does it from start to finish by himself. He even has his own little spice mix that he's taken mine that's in the back and done his own Ron thing with it. So it's lots of fun. And those of you that have young children, let me encourage you. Teach them to cook. It is such a blessing. Now, one practical thing that I did that just helped a lot, because I had 3 kiddos in 3 years, if I had introduced them all into the kitchen all at once and tried, I think I would have went insane, just to be honest. So what I did is I made Monday night was Maddie's night. So Monday, Maddie, and then Brittany Tuesday, and then Ronnie Thursday. Usually Wednesday, you know, we're at church, so that wasn't a good night to do that. So, and the rule was the other kiddos could not come in the kitchen when that child was cooking with me. So, like, if it was a Monday and Maddie was cooking with me, Brittany and Ronnie weren't allowed in the kitchen. They had to stay outside the doorway, and believe you me, they would right up to the doorway and watch, what are you doing? So, but it was a lot of fun. But it just was a blessing over the years. Now, all of them, I can pretty much hand a recipe to, including my son, because I said, you might be a boy, but Lord willing, you are going to be married one day. And Lord willing, you are going to give me grandchildren. And when she is having a baby, you'll be able to cook for her. So, and I said, if the Lord does not provide a wife right away, I don't want you living on fast food. So just those different thought processes. And now he's grown to love it. One of our, like, things we do together is watch cooking shows. So, and it's so much fun, and we'll be like, oh, did you see that shrimp dish? That looked amazing. We need to try that. So it's a lot of fun. So that's cooking by theme. You can also cook by sale. What do I mean by that? So this is going to be much more a budget-driven type of method, shall we say. So if money is tight, you have to be a little more careful, but I would encourage you, no matter which you do of these, if you don't have a food budget yet, go home and either talk to your husband or talk to whoever you need to talk to, but set a food budget. Because that is, if you think about it, your food budget and your entertainment budget, going out to eat or whatever else you do, those are your biggest, like, mountains and valleys of budget. Like, your house payment isn't really going to change. Electricity goes up and down a little bit, but not usually too drastically. But your food budget is the one you have lots more control on. So just something, I know in American society, budget is kind of a bad word, but I would recommend that is a great thing to do and stick to your budget. But shopping by sale. So how do we kind of do that? Number one, you go to your pantry first. And you look through it. What do I have in here? What needs to be used up? And then write down, okay, do I have meats in the freezer? What kind of meats do I have in the freezer? I actually taught this in specific to our HOV gals. HOV is kind of, I always jokingly describe it as home ec on steroids, to our teen girls here at the church. And I said a lot of times, I forget it was the percentage, but it was a massive amount of food that gets thrown away every year in the U.S. because people are buying and buying, and they go to the store and they grab another one and they don't realize, oh, I already had one at home. And then you've got four and you can't use them all up until they all expire or whatever. So always be aware. And for some of us, we could probably go to our pantries and do what's called a pantry challenge, where you live off your pantry for a week or two and you're only buying like milk and eggs and bread, your perishables, and you're only living off of what's in your pantry. So if you go home tonight and you look at your pantry and you're like, oi, it is kind of overflowing, I challenge you, do make yourself live off your pantry for a while, shove that money away, save it up, do something fun with it, give it away, whatever. But it's a great idea, because a lot of times we're so in the habit of going to the store and buying and going to the store and buying that we're not looking at what we have already. So something to think through. So you're writing your available meats, you're taking note of your available ingredients, and then you're gonna look at meats and items on sale. Again, this is all budget driven, so we're trying to go as cheap as possible. One place you can go that I have found extremely helpful in my life is called Southern Savers. Can everybody see that? I'm especially thinking like Tracy and Vonda on the front row. Can you see it over my computer? Awesome. You okay, Trace? Okay. If you're like, woman, move just a little, you can do that. What I like about her is she'll list all the grocery stores. My personal favorite is the one, if I'm not going to Aldi's, I'm usually going to Kroger. So what she will do is she'll take the weekly ad and she'll list it out for you. So it's really nice. And then if there's any printable coupons, she'll have a link to the printable coupon, things of that nature. So as you're making your list, she will just list everything. If you keep scrolling down, she has meat separated. And we're in the Southeast. She has different regions listed. We're Southeast. So this is just a resource. I have it printed in your notes, so you have it for you. But instead of having to, like, I don't get the Sunday paper, so I'm not seeing it. And I really don't want to go to the different websites to get their individual flyers. It's much easier for me to come here. She tells me what's on sale. I make a decision whether I go or not. Done and done. I'm all about efficiency. How fast can I do this? I used to be a crazy couponer. If you want to play that game, I can explain it to you. I'm not going to take the time now. They've changed rules, so it wasn't as a big time investment. It just didn't work for me anymore, so I'm not. But I mean, I was hardcore, had the little baseball card sheets with all my little coupons, the binder, the whole shebang. So, but don't do that anymore. Unfortunately, I don't have time, to be honest. And then some rules have changed, so it just wasn't as beneficial. So wasn't a good investment of time. But anyway, Southern Savers. So that's something you can go to that's helpful to help you know what's on sale. And then you look up recipes using, you've looked in your freezer, fridge, and kind of gathered the different ingredients you already have. You looked up what's on sale. Now you're gonna create a meal list. So if you look after page 2, you're gonna see weekly meal plan. It's gonna look like that. Oh, wrong one. It's gonna look like that. Okay, so you're going to start writing out different ideas of what you want. As you're writing it, you're also going to be making a grocery list. So the page right after that, and I made them so you can take these home and copy them if you want to. They're free, so these aren't copyrighted or anything like that. I got them off Pinterest, one of my friends. I don't have any good ideas on my own. Pinterest helps me out so much. So, and I love color. I just love fun. So if we're going to do something that can be a little on the mundane side, you might as well have something fun and colorful to look at while you do it. So, but as you're writing out your meal plan, you're making your grocery list. And then I also have another one. If you flip, let me see if it's got a page number. I don't think it did. Couple more pages, you'll see one that looks like that. We'll talk about this page a little bit more, but this is helpful if you're just needing a jumping off point for a grocery list to look over. We'll talk, it also goes along with one of my other methods as well. But with that weekly meal plan, if you're like, Rachel, I don't know. I've got chicken, I've got asparagus,
What do I do?
Okay, so one idea is you can go to a wonderful place called allrecipes.com, and they have this fabulous little thing at the top called ingredient search. So you click on that, and then you can tell it, I want to include chicken, and then I also want to include asparagus, because we all have asparagus at home, right? And you know what? I've got some garlic I need to use up. It's going to go bad if I don't. So I need that. But you know what I don't have? I don't have pasta. So I don't want to look at recipes and have to weed through stuff. So I don't have pasta. You can actually tell it things you want to exclude. So ingredients you want to include. And then if you're like, but I don't have this and I know it's going to pop up with stuff, you can tell it that. And then click go. And this fabulous website will generate a whole bunch of recipes just for you with the ingredients you already have on hand. So you can just scroll down. I'm a picture kind of girl. I like to see what I'm looking at and what I'm possibly going to make. So you just scroll down and it's just hundreds upon hundreds of recipes. So that's helpful as you're thinking through what do I want to make this week. That helps you use up what's in your pantry. You can throw it in. I've got this and this and this, but I don't have that. You can tell the computer that and it'll pull up recipes for you. Okay? So.
It has stars, reviews.
Exactly, yeah. You can read the reviews. What I like to do with the reviews is I read them, but I say, how did they change it? Because they'll be like, oh, too much salt, a little less salt. And then at least my radar's up of, I might like it the original way, because it's all about individual tastes. But, you know, some will be like, oh, I threw some cheese on top and it made it even better, or whatever. So, but that is helpful to have the star ratings as well.
And then if you try it and you like it, you can put it on a list under your account. So you can go.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we have that.
Yep. Yep, and then also I use Pinterest a lot for recipes. So, yes. So you can create a profile and you can actually save recipes under that as well. I've not done that at All Recipes yet. I don't know why. Okay, there you go. There you go. Thank you, Judy. So I more use it as an information. If I want to do something, I usually pin it to my Pinterest board. So, okay. So that's just kind of with the shopping for sales. So, and then just some different, if you're really needing to watch your budget, consider a meatless night. So in the back I have fried rice back there. A while back, earlier in our marriage, we were very tight. There were weeks we would only have about $20 for groceries for the week. So you really had to be very careful. And I learned eggs are my best friend because they're a cheap protein. So we would have things like fried rice and stir in some eggs and you're done. You're good to go. So, and there's also egg drop soup back there. That's an excellent, very budget-friendly. So having fried rice with egg drop soup, it's very filling, but it's also very, very budget-friendly. So you can actually make those two things and probably only spend $2 on dinner. So if you have some common ingredients at home already. So just some things to think about. Okay, so you have by theme, by sale, and then by mood. So this is one I actually, I know, all the time, right, girlfriends? All the time. This is one I actually added because I would attend meal planning things and I would get all like excited, or I'd look up an article and get all excited about meal planning and I would get on fire and fervent and I'd make my meal plan, and then Ron would call and he'd be on his way home and he would say, so what are we having for dinner? And I would tell him and he never complained ever, but he would just, oh, and I was like, okay, you're not in the mood for that, are you? Well, not really. So I learned with him, it's better to do by mood. So what do I mean by planning by mood? Still have a plan, but you leave it a little more open. You hold your meal plan with an open palm. So sometimes you can have the best of intentions, but that's not necessarily how your beloved functions. So you do have to make necessary adjustments there. So you shop sales to keep a well-stocked pantry. You might be asking, but Rachel, what is a well-stocked pantry? Well, again, let me reference that grocery list. That is a great starting point. Now, obviously, you're not going to run out and buy every single thing on this item, but that just gives you a starting point of what would be helpful for me to have in my house. I love this because you can make a copy. You highlight the items you need, and when you're at the store, you cross them off as you put them in. That's nobody in here, is it? Nope, we're good. They turned it off. Okay. As you're going through the story, just cross off as you get it. So this is just gives you a point of reference. Obviously, we all have different dietary needs. We have different dietary restrictions. So you would make this work for you. And that's why I love this one. She also gives you extra lines. So that way, something that you buy that isn't necessarily on here, you can just add it right on. But you can make copies of this and use it week to week. So you have your well-stocked pantry for eating by mood. You shop your own pantry when it's time for dinner. You daily create a meal plan based on what is on hand and make substitutions for ingredients not on hand. A couple of the gals, we were over there, I made the creamy tomato chicken and went to my pantry, and lo and behold, I was out of cream and chicken soup. But do we panic? No, we don't panic. Because somebody in the history of mankind has probably run out of cream and chicken soup too. And this is why we have our friend Google. Google rescues us quite often, right? So there is recipes for cream and chicken soup, believe it or not. And it was ready in 5 minutes. Very, very easy. I'm like, I don't think I'll ever buy a can again because I know what's in that. The cans, sometimes I'm not so sure. So, but it was super easy, super good. So it has actually made me a better cook, that my husband enjoys things by mood. I always have a couple for me, for our family. I always have something Mexican on hold because that's my husband's favorite. So either, again, referencing chicken enchiladas or just something of that nature. Jalapenos is a regular thing in the Odell household. So always have jalapenos on hand. But it's made me a much better cook of, okay, I can take this recipe, tweak it, and then move forward with it. So don't discount. Yvonne's going to, she's got a nice substitution list for you. But don't ever let that stop you. But I don't have thus and so. Girls, I am telling you, somebody in the history of mankind has not had thus and so. So Google it and find out what they did, and usually you can rescue your recipe. Because usually I'm in the middle of the recipe, and then I go, oh, I thought I had that, and then I find out one of my kids ate it, or something happens. So there is ways around that. So don't think all is lost because I don't have that ingredient. No, think, how can I make a substitution and just keep going with this? So that's by mood. And then another method is by memory. I have some friends where food is just not that important to them, and they don't want to fuss with it a lot. They want to feed their family. They want to be planning ahead, but it's not something they want to put a lot of time, effort, and that's fine. If you're one of those gals where you're like, Rachel, I just don't really love cooking. Food's, you know, I know it's necessary, but it's not high on my priority list. That's okay. This might be a good method for you. So it's by memory, meaning you have the same thing on a rotation. Some people do it on a 7-day rotation, like Monday's always spaghetti, Tuesday's always chicken and potatoes, Wednesday's always pizza night. So you have that same thing that night. Some people do it on a 14-day rotation. Some people do it on a 1 month. So if you flip back a couple pages, you'll see one that looks like this. I actually put an example in there. I have the page before it is blank, so if this appeals to you, you have a blank one you can start with. But there's one. This is also a fabulous method if you enjoy batch cooking, meaning you make on your weekend, say it's more free than during the week, you make everything, you prep everything, and you freeze it. And then when it comes to dinner time, you just look at your handy dandy list. You pull out from the freezer what's scheduled for that day, pop it in the oven, crock pot, slash whatever utensil you're using, and you're good to go. So this is very helpful if you enjoy that method. I'm not gonna go into batch cooking necessarily right now, but I just wanna expose you to the idea. Many wonderful people who do a much better job than I could are on Pinterest, YouTube, yada, 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 that can explain to you how to do that in detail and how to do it very nice and organized. But honestly, with all these ladies, the goal is, again, staying out of the store, because the more you go in the store, the more money you're going to spend, the more extra items you're going to pick up that maybe you may or may not need, like the chocolate bar on the cash register that you just couldn't resist. So, but just some ideas to get your juices flowing. But your goal should be to shop once a week or less. And then, above all, have a plan. No matter which one of these fits your personality well, or if you have your own way of doing things, but you have a plan and you have things in place. And again, we're looking towards hospitality. So I'm backing it up a little bit, saying, okay, if you're prepared and you're in this mode already for your family, it's going to be even easier to have something prepared for somebody else to come over and have dinner with you. So Yvonne will be going through some things, some practical tips and tricks on that. But I wouldn't be me if we didn't have a time of practically executing what we're learning. So I have printed out for each of you. We are going to do it's semi by sale or by theme, whichever, but I actually want you to try it. Hang on, gorgeous. There you go. So I'm just gonna give you about 5-10 minutes. I'm all about hands-on, practical, let's try this thing. So that way, as you're in the midst of it, if you have questions, we can help each other out, but I just want you to try it. And most of you probably know some things that you have at home in the fridge. You are supposed to be getting 2 sheets if you do not have, hey, Elisa. Uh-oh. Sorry, that's my fault, I should have told you. So you should have a weekly meal plan and the grocery list.
Oh, okay. Are all these recipes in the
recipe? No, those recipes aren't in there. That's just more an idea page. So, I know, right? Be like, ta-da! Actually, you can look them up, and they will give you grocery lists and everything. Yes. So, yes. Yeah, right. Yes. I even was like, I need to do that. So. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Judy. Judy had a great question. The page that looks like this, the meal plan. Actually, I'll pop it up on the screen. The meal planner dinners. This sheet is helpful if you're doing more by mood, because you're listing what meats do I have, what size do I have, what veggies, what extras do I have. This is more helpful for you to write down, okay, I can make this combination of dinners from these items. So that's what that's for. If you're like, yeah, my household, we'd probably do more by mood, but you still have a plan, you still have it written down. You have a combination of, you know, like, okay, so for instance, a lot of times if Ron's coming home and he asks what's for dinner, I said, okay, we're having something chickeny. You can have this, 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 or this. I'll name like 4 different meals and he'll choose from that, or if we're talking earlier in the day. So that way he knows, so we're locked into chicken, but he's got 4 different options to say, okay, I'd like chicken piccata, or I want the chicken enchiladas, or hey, let's just do chicken tacos. See, Mexican a lot. So I always know I can win either with eggs or Mexican. I'm good to go. So his favorite is even like eggs, cheese, and jalapenos. So I'm like, hey, it's great. So, but that's what that one is. Did I miss any of the others? I think that was all of them. All right, ladies, so I'm just gonna let you run wild and free. Go ahead and kind of think through, what do I have in my pantry, my fridge? Obviously, you probably don't know everything off the top of your head, but I bet you know. Like, I know I have some pork chops and some chicken in my freezer. Yeah.
Do you have an Instant Pot?
I do not have an Instant Pot, but I've heard amazing things about such creatures.
If you're not a plan ahead because you have to crock pot it for 5 hours, you can have it 30 seconds or 30 minutes.
30 minutes, yes. And so that's kind of, I'm toying with the idea of getting that going on my Christmas list because I'm like, that's appealing.
It is.
So,
especially
and sometimes.
If it's by mood and there's certain things that you might really love that.
Exactly. And there's days I just make it and Ron comes home and he's totally cool.
Yeah.
But, it's just the way it is.